Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Always a ray of sunshine. Great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie, on this slightly rainy day.
Yeah, and that was a blast of rain yesterday, too. Did you get caught in that rain, or did you and the kittens just see it come down?
I did get caught in some rain while I was running to my car from Zehrs, and then I went home, and we had a cozy night in.
Sounds good. So it's our recipe of the week. What do you have for us this week, Sydney?
Yeah, so you know what? Back to school is fast approaching, and while I know the first few weeks of September can be stressful, using these last few weeks to prepare some snacks that can easily be popped in lunch boxes in September is a really great way to get ahead of that back-to-school prep. So this week's recipe is perfect for that. It's called banana lentil muffins.
Okay, everybody loves muffins. Sydney, take it away.
Yeah, so to make this recipe, first you're going to puree 1 cup of canned green lentils with about 1/4 cup of water in a food processor, and you're going to make a consistency very similar to canned pumpkin. And that's going to add a great amount of protein and fiber to these muffins. Then you're going to mix together an egg, 1/2 cup of canola oil, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 cup of mashed ripe bananas, vanilla, and your lentil puree in a bowl. In a separate bowl, you're going to mix together your dry ingredients, which are whole wheat flour, baking soda, baking powder, and also some chocolate chips for some sweetness. And stir that into your egg mixture until just combined. Then spoon your batter into a greased muffin tin and bake for about 15 to 20 minutes in a 400-degree oven. And once cooled, you can actually store these high-protein, high-fiber muffins in the freezer and just pull them out as needed for your school lunches each week.
There you go. Muffins are so versatile. I wouldn't have thought of adding something like lentil to muffins.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I have made these muffins multiple times, and I can confirm they do not taste like lentils. You can't taste the texture, but they do add such a great nutrient boost with that protein and fiber, which is really helpful when we think about our kids, you know, concentrating throughout the school day.
It's a great tip. And speaking of which, you have an article that's recently been published at some area newspapers, helping with tips for things like packing school lunches and that sort of thing.
Yes, I do. It was just published yesterday in the Goderich Signal Star and also the Hanover Post. So it's an article, you know, with back to school tips and tips for any parents out there who might have picky eaters. So if you want to check that out, I have posted the link to the article on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs.
And you can also book a free 15-minute discovery. What's that about?
Yeah, so, you know, if you're kind of thinking, hey, I could use some help with back-to-school prep or not really sure what to put, you know, in my kids' lunch boxes, I want to make sure that they're getting all the nutrients they need, you know, you can book a free 15-minute chat and we can talk about how I can best support you with that. And, you know, potentially if that individual nutrition counseling is something that might be helpful for you.
And we'll have to chat about this down the road, maybe in the next several sessions that we have, Sydney, because certainly parents, especially now at this time of year, there's the, oh, no, I have to start making school lunches again. But we can pass along some great tips in terms of adding variety or something like that.
I think, you know what, stay tuned in these next few weeks because I will have lots of different great recipes that are awesome for back to school. And I think, you know, the biggest thing I just want to say to parents out there is that it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be overly complicated for your kids to get all the nutrients they need.
Well, we certainly appreciate your tips and information on our weekly basis here with the recipe of the week. And we'll start things off with banana lentil muffins. Sounds good. Of course, we'll share it on our socials and at mystraffordnow.com. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Sydney, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Jamie. And I hope that everyone stays dry this weekend.